This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ibrahim Raisi, the protege of Iran's supreme leader, has been sworn in as the country's new president. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
An orchestra plays to mark a new chapter in Iran during a ceremony in parliament. Raisi, the former judiciary chief known for his distrust of the West, takes the reins at a tense time. The country is going through crippling sanctions as talks to salvage its 2015 nuclear deal have stalled. In his address, Raisi stressed his embrace of diplomacy to lift U.S. sanctions. He also said he would mend rifts with neighbors, a subtle reference to Sunni rival Saudi Arabia. However, the newly inaugurated president also stated Iran's desire to expand its power as a counterbalance to foes across the region. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the inauguration could create a new start for Iran.
There's a new president that's inaugurated this week, and there's a crossroads set of opportunities.
I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday offered an 18-month safe haven to thousands of Hong Kong residents to remain in the United States, rather than face repression by being deported to the Chinese-controlled territory. Biden assailed Beijing's 14-month crackdown on democracy in Hong Kong and said it was in compelling U.S. foreign policy interests to allow Hong Kong residents to stay and to work in the United States. Last month, the United States imposed more sanctions on Chinese officials in Hong Kong in response to Beijing's national security law, which China implemented last year, to criminalize what it considers subversion, secessionism, terrorism, or collusion with foreign forces. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that COVID cases in the United States are up about 43% over the previous week, and daily deaths are up more than 39%. Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the United States has hit a six-month high for new COVID cases, with more than 100,000 infections reported on Wednesday.
83% of our counties in the United States are experiencing moderate or high transmission, with Delta variant continuing to be the predominant circulating virus. Across the board, we are seeing increases in cases and hospitalizations in all age groups.
Seven U.S. states with the lowest COVID-19 vaccination rates account for half of the country's new cases and hospitalizations in the past week. Those states include Florida, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. Of those, Florida and Texas account for about one-third of the new coronavirus cases and an even higher share of hospitalizations in the country. Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine remains effective for months. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The company says an analysis shows the vaccine is 93% effective for up to 6 months after the second dose. Moderna also is testing a potential booster shot for the COVID-19 vaccine. While the coronavirus vaccine is Moderna's only commercially approved product, the company also says it will explore a combination vaccine that aims to offer protection against the flu, COVID-19, and other viruses. I'm Mike Hempen.
Richard Trumka, the powerful president of the AFL-CIO, who rose from the coal mines of Pennsylvania to preside over one of the largest labor organizations in the world, died Thursday. He was 72. The Federation confirmed Trumka's death in a statement, but further details, including the cause of death and location, were not immediately available. The AFL-CIO said in a statement, Rich Trumka devoted his life to working people, from his early days as president of the United Mine Workers of America to his unparalleled leadership as the voice of America's labor movement. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week by 14,000 to 385,000. The Labor Department reported Thursday that unemployment claims, a proxy for layoffs, dropped last week from a revised 399,000 the week before. Before the pandemic slammed the United States in March of 2020, applications were coming in at around 220,000 a week. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.